training principles. In this module, we're talking about the principles that we're going to use throughout this program. So first of all, I'm going to talk about what most people do. Then we're going to talk about what we're going to do and how you're going to apply that. So training is one thing. Training is a very important component. Obviously, there's more to your development than just training. We got to talk about recovery. We got to talk about nutrition, sleep, mindset, all these different things. They are contributing to your development, but training is a very important concept, and that's what everyone wants to do. We want to get on the ball. We want to put in work in the gym. That's when we feel like we're moving forward. But realize all those other things are important. We're going to get to those, but for this module, let's talk specifically about training, how we're going to do it, how we're going to get the most out of this program. So first of all, what do most people do? Now, I can't put everyone in this category, and maybe some do more of this than others, but on average, there's a few things that players do which they think they are getting forward, or maybe they're making these mistakes, but it's not actually taking them to where they want to be, which is becoming a better player. So what do they do? First of all, they don't train enough. Okay, a lot of players say, hey, I want to become a great player. They talk big game, but you don't want to talk about stuff. You want to do stuff. Don't worry about the words. Don't tell people how great you're going to be. Show them how great you're going to be with the actions that you take. So a lot of players don't train enough. And what I mean by that is maybe they have practice once a week, or they have a game and a practice. So they're training twice a week and they think that's enough to move forward. You can still probably improve, but you're not going to improve at the rate that you want. You're not going to improve faster than everyone else. Again, let's compare ourselves to our past selves, our previous selves. You're not going to improve faster than you have in the past. So if you want to achieve big goals, we need to train frequently. So most players don't train enough. One practice, one game a week, it's not enough for you. You want to find a way to move forward every single day. Now, are you going to train with the same intensity, the same effort, the same amount every day? No, it's going to vary. And that's one big concept we're going to talk about in this program, which is listening to your body. How much should I train today? How much should I push myself? So a lot of players don't train enough. You want to become a good player? You want to achieve big things, you have to be willing to put in the work, be consistent. Hard work is important. We're going to talk about training smart, but hard work, your desire, your ambition. You wake up every day and you say, how can I get better today? How can I move forward today? So you have to train enough. A lot of players train inefficiently. So they spend time on drills, exercises, training sessions that just don't really translate into playing better on the field. So you can go play with the ball, you can lift weights, you can do all these different things, but at the end of the day, you have to be honest with yourself and you have to ask yourself, is what I'm doing actually making me perform better on game day? Or am I just putting in all this work and nothing's changing? So you gotta be honest with yourself, and then if you can say, no, I'm not getting better on game day, I'm not performing better, well, then you have to come back and look at your training and say, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to change? How can I change my training to actually produce results on the field? That means making a bigger impact, standing out, helping your team win, being more creative, scoring more goals, making more assists, making more tackles, interceptions, clean sheets, winning more individual battles. How can you convert your drills, your training into those results? So a lot of players train inefficiently. Usually that's doing freestyle tricks, going for slow jogs, just going to the field and hitting a few free kicks, just casually trotting around the field. Just because you're out there, just because you're putting in the time, doesn't mean that you're actually getting better. Annihilation mindset. So a lot of players, they're on the opposite side of this. They're doing too much, or they're doing it in a way that's just fatiguing, exhausting, leading to potential injury, sickness, a loss of motivation. So what I mean by annihilation is there's this mindset around of work hard, work hard, work harder than everyone else. Get up every day and grind. Yes, that's important, but you have to do it in a smart way, because eventually, if you just keep doing that, you push yourself past fatigue, you push yourself further and further and further, and your body's telling you, hey, you need to take a break, or your body's telling you, you need to modify this and do it in a different way, but you say, no, come on, you're a wuss, let's push. Eventually, it's gonna lead to, as I said, injury, soreness, unnecessary soreness, sickness, and loss of motivation. You're just gonna burn yourself out. So we wanna get away from annihilation and we're gonna move to stimulation. I'll talk about that. So this is what most people do, and we don't wanna be like most people. One of the principles that I live by in life, and this doesn't just apply to soccer, it applies to life, is look at what everyone else is doing and do the exact opposite. And if you do that, you're probably going to be very successful. I got this from like a clip. It was a millionaire, and someone asked him, what's the key to success? And he said exactly that. He said, look at what everyone else is doing and do the exact opposite, and you'll probably be very successful in life. If you think about it, 80% of people, maybe it's even higher, 90% of people, they're not happy with their lives. They work a job they don't enjoy. They're stressed out. They're not happy. They're overweight. They're sick. Okay, so if you want to be like them, then do what they do. Do what the majority of people do. If you want to be different, then do something different. So what are we going to do different? This is what we're going to do. So these are the principles I want you to think about while you're doing this training program. And for the rest of your life, you can use these principles to find great success in every area of your life. So number one, high frequency, short duration, high intensity. What does that mean? So frequency, we want to train often. A lot of players aren't training enough. Now, don't get confused. I'm not telling you to destroy yourself, but we want high frequency. So we want to have more sessions every day, or more sessions throughout the week, more sessions throughout the month, high frequency of those sessions, but we want short duration. So instead of doing an annihilation session, 3 hours out on the pitch in the hot sun, doing wind sprints until your body breaks, we want to do high frequency. So maybe that's 3 30-minute sessions that day for short duration. Okay, so high frequency, short duration, high intensity. So yes, we're still working hard. We're still pushing our body. We're still pushing our limits. We're challenging ourselves. We're moving forward, but we're doing high intensity for short periods of time. So instead of doing wind sprints until your body breaks, let's just do a few and then let's rest and recover, and then we can come back and do it tomorrow while this person is destroyed. Their body's so sore, they're so tired, they're so exhausted. They don't want to come back tomorrow. They don't want to train for another 3 hour session. They're going to wait all week because their body's just destroyed. While you get up and you do another session for short duration, high intensity, and you're consistently moving forward. You don't feel burnt out. You're a little excited to get that training going because you feel like you're improving every day and you're not getting burnt out. You're keeping your motivation. Consistent forward momentum. So that really ties into everything I just talked about here. Okay, we want to find a way to move forward every day. Every day you have to find a way to move forward. You are either moving backwards or you're moving forward. There's no standing still in this game. There's no standing still in your development as a player. You're either moving forward with the efforts, the actions that you made, the behaviors you had. So that's not just training. That's the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you live your life, the people you hang around, your mentality, your positive mindset. All these things can take you forward, and you need to find a way to make those things happen. Now, as I said, every day is going to be different. Some days you'll do 4 training sessions. Some days you'll only do 1, but you find a way to consistently move forward. Adopt this mindset of no days backwards. That doesn't mean annihilation every single day. That means find a way to move forward, even if it's tiny little steps. We never go backwards. We're always going forward. And some days the best way to go forward is just maybe a recovery session. Listen to your body. There's a whole module on listening to your body, taking the advice that it gives you, and then modifying your training. That's what training is all about. So I'll go into more detail in that later, but one of the big components of this training program that I said is we can't do the exact same thing every day, because every day your body's going to tell you something different. Maybe you had a game. Maybe you had 3 games in a row. Okay, are you going to go and do the 4 sessions again just because the training program said so? No, you have to listen to your body and you have to say, okay, my body's telling me I need a little bit of break. Maybe I'll just do a morning session and maybe I'll just do a recovery session, but I'll come back to that. But the main idea here is consistent forward momentum. Even though every day will be a little bit different, still finding a way to go forward. Do not allow yourself to go backwards. Even if you have a bad day, let's say you ate some bad food, or you went out partying and then you didn't get enough sleep, or you were around negative people, or some bad things happened in your life and you were just a little sad and down. Don't let those days take you backwards and further away from your goals of becoming a great player or playing professional, whatever your long-term goal is, or your short-term goals, okay? We can't let negative things that happen in our life hold us back from moving forward. Even when you have a bad day, you can still find a way to go forward. Let's say, for example, you fell into temptation and you ate some bad food. That doesn't mean that you don't train that day. You just take that bad food, turn it into energy, use it, and move forward. Okay, your girlfriend broke up with you. Instead of sitting in bed and crying and feeling sorry for yourself, you use that as motivation. Say, damn, I'm going to get so jacked that every girl's going to love me. Okay. Just an example, but that's the mindset that you have to have. Take bad things that happen in your life and use them as motivation. You want bad things to happen to you because it's a test. It challenges you. Life is saying, hey, you can't handle this. And you say, you know what? I can. Just because, like, in your life, things are going to happen. So we're talking about soccer. It could be soccer. It could be getting cut from a team. It could be in life, like, you get fired from your job. You lose all your money. Okay, you can sit and cry about that. Or you can say, guess what? These problems are going to force me to become better. Because if I don't become a better player or a better person, then I'm going to be stuck with this negativity. So I can sit here and cry about it. Or I can use this opportunity to become so much better. Because you're going to have to dig yourself out of that bad hole. And when you do, at the end of the day, once you get past that tough stuff, you're going to be so much better because of it. So consistent forward momentum, moving forward every day, no excuses. Focus and concentration. What I mean by that is when it's time to train, it's time to train. You are 100% present. You're just focusing on getting the most out of the session. The sessions aren't long, okay? So you have to be totally focused. A couple examples are, don't be on your cell phone. So you go to the gym, and it's ridiculous. You go to the gym and people are lifting weights, but you look around, everyone is between their sets, they're on their cell phone. They're not focused, they're not concentrated. They're not thinking about, how can I do that set better? How can I do the next exercise better? How can I contract my muscle more? How can I move my feet quicker if I'm doing some acceleration drills? What do I need to change about that? How can I focus on my breathing and recovery between sets? Okay, so when you're training, focus and concentrate on the training. That goes by when you're by yourself, when you're in team practices and games. Can you stay mentally focused on the task at hand? Because guess what? Soon enough, it's going to be over. And then you're going to regret, man, I didn't get everything I could have out of that session. So 100% focus and concentration. After that, you can relax, you can have fun, you can think about other stuff, you can take a break from soccer, you can get some balance in your life, go hang out with your friends, go enjoy yourself, do other hobbies that take your mind away from soccer. But when it's time to train, when it's time to put in the work, you focus on that, you concentrate on that, get the most out of that session. Stimulation, not annihilation. So I got this little phrase, I stole it from Mr. Olympia, 8-time Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney. He's got the record for, joint record for most Mr. Olympia victories. If you don't know about bodybuilding, that's the biggest bodybuilding competition in the world. He's won it the most times, him and I think Ronnie Coleman, and I think him and Ronnie Coleman share it. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, and Arnold Schwarzenegger has 7 total victories. But his mindset was stimulation, not annihilation. So when he was going in the gym and he was doing his weightlifting, he wasn't there to destroy himself. We're going to do squats until we're dead. And then you can't come back the next day. No, his mindset was, I'm just going to stimulate the muscle. I'm going to challenge it a little bit. And then I'm going to get off it. And I'm going to let it recover. And that's how you get the gains, okay? So that can apply to muscle building. That can apply to your fitness and your stamina. That can apply to your technical skill. You have to just stimulate, get a little stimulation, and then step away and let yourself recover. Recover with nutrition, recover with good sleep, recover, let your mind take a break from that. You don't want to be mentally exhausted as well as physically exhausted. And that's what you're doing if you take this approach. So when you are training, focus on stimulation, and you're going to achieve that by short duration, high intensity. Then we recover, and then we go again, high frequency. Okay, so when you're training, yes, you want to push yourself. You want to get out of your comfort zone, but you don't want to do it to the point where you're so tired and fatigued that you don't want to come back the next day. Stimulation, not annihilation. Simplicity is brilliance. So, and if you can't read these, I hope you guys can read these clearly. If you're not, you're going to get the pictures. You'll have this. You can print this off. You're going to get the short notes as well. So you'll have all these concepts. You can read it clearly. Simplicity is brilliance. What I mean by that is most people think that you need, I'm giving you a training program. You're going to look at these drills. They're fairly simple drills. Most people think, oh, I need the most complex advanced drills in order for me to improve the most. That's not true. What you need are simple drills that get results, drills that you can do anywhere. So you have no excuses. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need big areas of space. Simplicity is brilliance. Use the simple drills. fall in love with those simple drills because those are going to make you better. And the more you practice those drills, those exercises, the better you get at them, the more confidence you're going to get, the more you're going to improve. Do you need to progress and challenge it yourself? Yes, and we'll talk about that. But you don't need the most complex training program ever. You don't need the most complex soccer drills ever. What you need are things that are going to actually make you better on the field. Stick to those, master the basics, and you will move forward. So don't worry about having very complex drills. Don't say, oh, this training routine is too easy for me. If it's too easy for you, that comes down to this. So let's move into it right away. Progression. Even if you are doing simple drills, you have to find a way to progress and challenge yourself. So if we're in the gym, progression means a little more weight, a few more repetitions, the way you move the weight with more explosive power. If it's on the soccer field and you're doing these dribbling drills or shooting drills, let's say you're doing the dribbling drills, can you do them with more speed, more quality, more intensity? Don't just go through the motions. Ask yourself, how can I do this better and with more intensity than I did last time? Now, you want to progress, but we still want to keep our training sessions short, so you don't necessarily want to increase the amount of time you're doing something. You want to increase the intensity, the quality at which you are doing something. So if you're doing these drills, or you're doing these training sessions, and a month later, you're still doing them at the same pace, with the same intensity, you're not going to progress as fast as you can. You probably still will because you're getting high frequency, you're getting your repetitions up, but if you really want to improve as a player, think about every time, whether you're with yourself or with your team, how can I do this a little better than I did last time? So these are the main principles: high frequency, short duration, high intensity. Moving forward every single day. When it's time to train, just focus. No cell phones, no distractions, no talking to other people. When it's time to train, you are dialed in 100%. I'm here to get my results. I'm going to earn them, and nothing is going to take me away from that goal. Stimulation, not annihilation. You're not trying to destroy yourself. You're just trying to stimulate your body to grow. Then you're going to back off, recover, go again with high frequency. Simplicity is brilliance. You don't need the most complex drills, complex training program. You need something that you're going to be able to stick to. And that's why simple drills are easy to understand, so you know what to do. You're not confused, and they're easy to stick to because you're going to start seeing results. And then you're going to want to keep doing them. Your confidence is going to improve. You're going to get more repetitions. Your skills are going to improve. Your fitness. So keep with those simple drills, especially while you're doing this training program. Progression. How can I do everything a little better each time? Don't just go through the motions. Don't just say, oh, I have to do this drill, and you're just going through the motions, casual. Yeah, I know how to do this. No, how can I do this better than I did last time? So applying all these things, all these principles, you may have seen already, but these are the main training sessions, the main training workouts of the Train to Dominate program. So there's a morning routine. There's a gym session. Obviously, there's an at-home alternative for those of you who don't have access to a gym, or you don't have access to machines or weights, or you're younger and you just want to do bodyweight exercises. So if you are a very young player, I would recommend starting with the at-home alternative, just doing the bodyweight exercises. Once you get comfortable with that, you can do all the repetitions, you can control your body with good form, you're not shaking, you're not wobbling, you start to get some confidence, then you can move into weights. A lot of people ask, is lifting weights going to stunt my growth? No, I don't think that's true. I've been lifting weights since I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, and I'm 6'1 right now. I'm healthy. My bones are fine. I think that was a myth created by lazy people so they could tell themselves, oh, you don't have to go to the gym this year. You can go next year. You can go when you're older. And then guess what? That day never comes. So start with the at home if you're a bit younger. But there's a gym session, then there's a soccer session. So the soccer session is going to be either your team practice, a game, or if you really want to, you could do an individual training session. However, if you're training multiple times, you're training with your team multiple times per week, or you have games multiple times per week, then it's probably not a bad thing to take that day off, take that session off. Maybe you train like 4 days in a row with your team, or you had practices and games 4 days in a row. Instead of doing that extra individual session, you could probably just take a day off. But again, that's up to you. If you feel fresh, you feel energetic, you're hungry to improve, your body's telling you, hey, you can handle this, you're not sore, you're not stiff, then go ahead and add that individual session in there. And then finally, the recovery routine. And this is honestly probably the most important one. This is the one that I don't think you should ever skip. If you don't do anything else, do this one. If you don't do anything other, keep that one in there. Do the morning routine. Okay, and then these will probably vary. And some days you may have to modify your morning routine. But minimum, do that recovery routine every day. So high frequency, on some days you could be training 4 times a day. On some days you may only train once a day. On some days you may have a team session and recovery, or a morning session and recovery. But you're going to have to learn to listen to your body. We're going to do a whole module on that. So I'll make that easier to understand on how to make those decisions. But imagine someone who trains one practice a week, one game a week. And then they sit at home and they play video games and they go to school and they eat bad food. And they think they're moving forward, but realistically, maybe they move forward that one day after their practice, but then they move backwards 3 days in a row before their game. And then they wonder why they don't play well in the game. And then they don't do anything until their next team practice and they move backwards 3 days. And maybe they move forward a little bit after that practice, but they're basically staying in the same spot or moving backwards. You are not relying on your team sessions. You're using them to your advantage when they do happen, but you're training frequently. Every day you are moving forward. You don't have any days backwards. So every time you show up to your game or your team practice, you are better than you were last week. And that is an amazing feeling and one that I want you to have.